There's 20 seconds on the clock. Albert, he will play it. 21 metres away. Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Albert. Albert will score. Albert will score. Newcastle have won the grand final.
Welcome back to another Sports Castle Sports Shorts. Today we're joined by Lake Macquarie City's Tom and Sam Walker. How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, thanks.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, you guys, we've crossed paths a fair way back. You guys have come from Kempsey, as I did. Big family of soccer fanatics, almost. Your old man was right into it, as have been all the siblings. Two of seven boys. Tom, you're the second oldest. Sam, where do you fit into the picture?
Second youngest.
So soccer's a bit of a way of life for the family.
Yeah. Dad was always good. He always coached our junior teams as we were coming through until we started getting a bit more competitive, and then he kind of stepped back a little bit. But, yeah, he was always involved.
He couldn't coach all the teams, though.
No, a bit hard with five boys there running around and a bit of an age spread. We're just talking sort of off the air, mate. Tom, you came down originally with your older brother, Daniel. Found your way to Cahaba to start with, and then you've moved on to a couple of clubs. Sam joined you at Olympic while you're there. At Westie while you're there before they moved to Olympic, and now Lake Macquarie.
Yeah. So Daniel and I came down in 2007 and had 2 years at Cahaba. Then moved to West Walls End for 3 years. Had a year at Olympic, where we finished minor premiers and lost the grand final. And then, been at Lake Macquarie since 2013.
So what is it that's made Lake Macquarie so good for you guys as a home? I'll start with you first, Sam, as the younger one, mate. What is it that drew you there and has kept you there for so long?
The reason why we went there was Chris Turner was the coach at the time, and we knew him. He's from Port Macquarie, so not too far from Kempsey, and we knew him a little bit before. So he kind of got us over there, and then once we were over there, we sort of thought how good of a club it was, and have stayed ever since, yeah.
Yep. Bit of a rollercoaster ride in the time you've been there. Did see a couple of years there where you found your way back to the first division over a couple of years there in 2015 and 2016 before coming back into the NPL last year.
Yeah, so, that was a tough time for the club. I mean, that was when they brought in the player point system, and we just had a lot of players leave that year. So we had to try and get a new squad together with the disadvantage of having to be under the point system. So I think we found that a bit hard, a bit tricky to get some quality that was already taken. So a few results didn't go our way throughout the year, but I think it was really good going down. The 2 years that we were down, we were able to rebuild, and it just got that winning culture back in the club. So
it's had strength across the board as well. In that second year of newer family, I think minor premiers, 17s, 19s, 23s in first grade, so really strengthened the whole junior base as well.
Yeah, obviously a good opportunity to really consolidate what you had and build for that push. We saw you come back last year. How did you see last year as the first year back in the Premier League?
Oh, it's a big step up. We really noticed that, especially the first few weeks. But I think Anthony Richards did a great job in recruiting some players. I think we worked out we only had two that had played in the NPL the season before or something. Just players coming back from holidays or having a year off or whatever. But it was just a good bunch of blokes and a really good mix between youth and experience. And yeah, we gave it a good crack. I think we just fell a bit short with a bit of depth. So as we come with a few injuries and suspensions throughout the year, we found it a bit harder to keep up that momentum. So we just started sliding down the table a bit as the year went on.
Yeah, it's definitely good to be back there, and you always want to be challenging yourself against the best players around the area. So it was good to be back there, and we didn't have any expectations, and we probably exceeded some of the expectations put on us, but within ourselves we thought we could have done a little bit better. But yeah, it was still a great year and a good year for the club.
Yeah, definitely, and it's good to see you guys consolidate that spot, you know, moving into 2018. Few changes coming into this season. Obviously, you lost a few players. One of the bigger ones that was sort of known was the goalkeeper, Ben Kelly. He's obviously moved over to Adamstown. He's settled in there. How's it been with sort of settling back into the new roster, heading into the 2018 season, and now we're sort of six, seven rounds in?
I think we've recruited a lot of youth, which is fantastic. But as you can sometimes get with a bit of youth, is that consistency. So as we build up that consistency throughout the year, I think we'll continue to push and get results. But I think our biggest thing at the moment is finding that consistency in play with that week in, week out, because we're getting some good results, but then we're also getting some bad results.
When we're at our best, we can be really good. But yeah, it's doing that for 90 minutes every week, but definitely we've got a lot of improvement to do. And if everyone's trying to work hard, and like I said, got a lot of young players. Haven't really played in a team like this where I'm one of the oldest ones in there, so it's good in that way. But yeah, it's just driving each other and getting the younger boys to improve themselves and show how good they can be.
Yeah, I guess as you touched on there, Sam, obviously an opportunity for you as now one of the older guys in the team to be a leader. Tom, you've gone through that role when you went down and came back up, I guess, as well. So certainly a good opportunity for you, Sam.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, loving it. There's a couple of experienced boys that have played NPL and been around the club for a little bit longer, and you definitely need that balance of youth and the few engines, but also the experience of just knowing when to slow the play down a little bit and just, yeah, getting through the whole year.
Yeah, obviously it's a team game, mate. Personal milestones, though, you've kicked a few goals in the last couple of seasons that you've played in the NPL, 12 goals both times. You're up to 5 already this season, only one off the lead. Is that something that you sort of try and tick off as you go along, or it just sort of comes with the results?
Definitely you want to win games first, get 3 points first, and if you score and win, then it's definitely a bonus. This year I've kind of dropped back to midfield, so still love scoring goals and want to score as many as I can and help the team out, but haven't really set a target or anything this year.
While we're on goals, Tom, mate, you're going back, looking through the stats, mate, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
I think the numbers of 25 games, mate, since your last score.
Yeah, I've gradually, as I've gotten older, moved backwards, back to the midfields, and now this year I'm back in the defensive lines.
Making it hard, mate.
He's only got goalkeeper this year, and then he's out.
He's going to say goalkeeper and then coaching.
Yeah, so I don't know, I'd like to get one this year, maybe off a corner or a set piece or something. I'll be sniffing around, but fingers crossed.
Might give him pen duties if we're comfortable.
Late in the season when you're up by 5 or something. Yeah, lovely. Speaking of the consistency, you obviously had the bye the week before last. Before that, you were starting to hit a run of fairly good form. Knocked off Adamstown 4-0, 6-1 against Valentine. Then you had the bye. We talked about it sort of off air, and obviously it disrupted things a little bit, as it can tend to do, especially with youth. And then last week, a 5-3 loss to the Jets side. Probably not the result you were obviously chasing there.
No, definitely not, especially since we took the lead twice. I mean, went up 1-0 and then conceded within a couple of minutes. And then in the second half, went up 2-1 and then conceded a couple of minutes after that. And then just a few silly mistakes. Let a few goals in, but yeah, maybe a bit sloppy. We've definitely got plenty of goals in us. I mean, we're quite an attacking team, but then getting caught on a counter can also
The difference between that game and the Valo game is that against Valo we were clinical, so we took our chances. I think we had 4 goals in the first half and they were all good finishes, they weren't tap-ins or anything. And then if we put a couple of those away against the Jets, then we could have ran away with it, but just kept them in the game for too long, and then they ran over the top of us.
Yeah, certainly an interesting competition at the moment, the way it all sits. There's some strong teams that are probably a little bit surprising for some people, like Maitland are sitting right up in the top tier there, and some of the other sides people probably expect a little bit more. One of your former clubs, Hamilton Olympic, sit one spot above the bottom. You take them on this week, they're one of the many clubs, I guess, running around in the NPL with former A-League talent, with Leo Berthos playing for them. How do you see this weekend's clash?
I think it's a pretty important clash. I think
for both teams,
they'll see it the same way as well. I mean, it's a chance to kind of get away from that bottom side of the table and hit that mid-table region and start leaving those other teams behind. So, yeah, massive game.
And, Gino's there, so he's got a lot of youth players that he's had or brought up before as well. So they've got a very young team. So, I think in this comp, anyone can beat anyone as long as you turn up on the day and
put your chances away.
Yeah,
I think that's certainly been proven by the fact that a side like Hamilton Olympic is sitting probably where they are. And I mean, Adamstown broke their duck on the weekend, so on your day, anyone can beat anyone. Edgeworth and Charlestown and Broadmeadow look like the pace setters, but they've all been upset at different points during the year. So might just run through the other games for the weekend and get your thoughts on them, boys. So we've got the Jets youth, they host Lanthan. That's the only game on Saturday before the big A-League decider. How do you see that one panning out?
We haven't played Lambson yet, but they seem to be, just the squad they have on paper, they seem too good not to be up there in contention by the end of the season. So they've definitely got a kick in the gear soon, and I thought it was going to happen a few weeks ago, but when it's going to happen, I don't know, but I think this weekend they should beat the Jets.
Yeah, a few older bodies there, but some skilled players and fresh off the bye might be the time to strike. Next town, Adamstown up against Charlestown. Charlestown, obviously the real pace setters, but as we said, Adamstown got their first win. They seem to be sort of slowly hitting their stride, so might provide some difficult opposition.
I think I'd still back Charlestown in this one. I think, again, their roster is just too good. And I think
Adamstown will be hungry after all the win, and held Jaffa still drawn not too long ago either, so... I'd still go with Charlestown, but Adamstown will definitely give them a good run.
Yeah, I think like you guys said, on their day, if anyone turns up a little bit off, they can get rolled. So yeah. If Charlestown turn up the way they've been playing, they should win that one. Next up, Valentine take on Western. Valentine, the only winless side now, I believe, and Western will be smarting after that loss to Adamstown on Saturday last week.
I find Valentine very interesting this year because they've got three draws against three quality sides, and then against kind of the lower sides, they've struggled a bit. So... I might tip a drawing that one.
Yeah, Western started off very well. They beat us, and then I think they beat Magic. So and they have a pretty good squad as well. They all work hard. And Vallos, they're kind of doing what we usually do. They're a bit inconsistent, I guess. And I think I might go with Western that one.
Yeah, lovely. And the final match of the round sees two of the Tides that are right at the top. Maitland, they take on Edgeworth. Rumours around that Edgeworth might be bolstered by recently retired Mariners player Josh Rose. Good to see, you know, obviously the higher level players for you guys to take on. Be nice if a few more probably head out to Lake Macquarie though.
Yeah, it's definitely good having those players in our comp. They tend to stick to the one clubs though, like, so Lambton usually drag a couple of them their way. It's good for Josh Rose to be in the comp. Is he reckoning he'll play this weekend?
Well, they were talking that it'd be this weekend or next. So I guess, you know, he announced his retirement only about 10 days ago. So
yeah, so it's not much fresh out of the A-League. He's still quality. He's definitely a handy addition for them, who are already up there in the top three. So I'd have to tip. Although at the start of the year, I did tip Maitland to finish top two. So I might go draw.
Draw, Tommy?
I think Edgy might just beat him in a close one. Yeah. I think Maitland have struggled in the last couple of games and only just got late winners a couple of times in a row.
Yeah,
so I think
they've gotten out of jail, you're right. Yeah. So be interesting. Edgeworth's done the same a couple of times though, to either pick up a point or three, so could be a bit of a frantic finish to that one. Yeah. The game that everyone's always focused on this weekend, before I let you guys go, Newcastle hosting an A-League Grand Final on Saturday night. You boys going along or saving yourselves for Sunday?
Got our tickets.
Got in early.
You weren't the guys that were buying 30, were you, so that no one else could get them? No. So how do you see the A-League Grand Final shaping up, boys? The Jets going to get it done here at home?
It's definitely... very good for the city to be hosting it. I'm actually a Mariners fan, and which I was a Mariners.
You've just lost half their viewership of 50. So
when the A-League started, I picked the team, and that was before I moved to Newcastle. So Newcastle, I know there's that massive rivalry, but I do go to a lot of Jets games just because I'm a football fan. So and it's local, so I do watch a lot of their games. And I will be cheering them on. I've got my ticket ready to go. I'll be cheering them on.
You've got to go against Melbourne. Like, if your team's not there, you've got to go for the local side in the home game. So.
And I think Melbourne's... they've got the experience for grand finals, but I think they've won enough. So
I really like the way the Jets have played this year. They've just been so attacking, and that's what the fans want to see. And I'd love to see a couple of goals there on Saturday night.
Yeah, it'd be good to see some goals there, boys. While we're on goals, Sammy, I expect your next one to be a scorpion too, a bit like Riley McGree, mate. Just peel one of those out this weekend, it'd be lovely. Thanks very much for your time, boys. Enjoy the game, both the Jets grand final on Saturday, and good luck for your game on Sunday.
All right, cheers.
Thank you.